Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't know about you guys, but a game is 10 times more exciting when I'm putting my money on it. Sometimes I just have a really good feeling about a game, and I gotta just throw a whole bunch of money on it. Other times I bet on my team because they're my team. Whether you've been betting for years or you're new to the whole thing, let my bookie be the best place for you. It's got a mobile site, you can bet on the go, great reviews, they've been in business for years. And right now, they got promo going. Enter the promo code CHAIR and they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Put 100, get 100 in. Plenty of sports to bet on, plenty of props, all kind of ways to make money, you guys. So go to mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, you get paid. All right, guys, welcome in. It's Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast with Vlad Harris, your host. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Have a seat. Well, the Super Bowl, guys, is finally set. We're going to have an awesome Super Bowl. Niners and Kansas City Chiefs. So San Francisco has a chance to tie the Steelers on Super Bowls with six. So we'd have the Patriots and Steelers and Niners. I doubt we'll ever see the Cowboys ever tie it because the Cowboys, well, they're just a hot mess. You know, they fired Jimmy Johnson. I mean, Jimmy Johnson left, but he was basically pushed out. I mean, him and Jerry just could not get along, and I just don't see how you could, have a very successful coach and push him out. I don't get it, you guys. I'm sure you don't either. It was odd. I remember when I was a kid when it happened. You know, Jimmy started winning games, and he won two in a row, and then he all like that, he was gone. Then they bring in Barry Switzer, and Barry, you know, he won games mainly because Jimmy left him a whole bunch of really good players. He managed to win a Super Bowl, but that was really about it. And really, at the end of the day, all Jerry cared about was the Super Bowl. So he can give a flying hell who was coaching it. It wasn't until, you know, he stopped winning Super Bowls that now it's a big thing now. You know, he's hired, you know, there was Chan Gailey, you know, there was Wade Phillips, Dave Campos, there was a whole bunch of them, and they just never worked out. I mean, he had Parcells briefly. But Parcells couldn't win any more Super Bowls. The guy could still win games, but that was it. But, I mean, I didn't get a chance to watch all the games. My kids wanted to go out to, you know, it was, they were off Monday, so they wanted to go out somewhere Sunday. So I took them out to Monkey Joe's, which is an indoor bounce house. So they got to run around all the bounce houses and load themselves up with sugar and have a blast. But, you know, I did watch the first half of the Chiefs and Titans game. It was a hell of a game. Titans, you know, they came out swinging. It just, at the end of the day, Pat Mahomes took over and got the Chiefs. I guess they were winning by halftime, 21-17. And the third quarter, obviously, we didn't see anything. There was no action. In fact, there was no scoring. I mean, that was a really critical quarter for both teams, especially for the Titans. But once the Titans couldn't score in that third quarter, that was pretty much going to be a wrap for them. And the Chiefs just pulled away. But the Titans had a hell of a season. And if you're a Steelers fan, the Titans did two really awesome things. They knocked off New England Patriots, so there's no seven rings for New England. Or No England, as you would call them now. No, get it? No England? New England? And, of course, they knocked off the Baltimore Ravens. Although, you know, that upset a lot of people that they got knocked off because people thought, Well, just, you know, people were just happy Lamar Jackson was knocked out of the playoffs. Now, when you're a Steelers fan, you know, you hate the Ravens. You want the Ravens to be out, and that's just what happens. You know, hey, you know, I really loved watching Lamar Jackson play, and he's going to give us hell for years. But, you know what? F the Ravens. That's all I can say about it. So, you know, if they advanced, but you know what? Misery deserves company. You know, I really didn't watch the NFC title game, and really, I saw the highlights, like pretty much Kyle Shanahan and company put on a clinic, and Green Bay just had no match. Actually, I think I may have last podcast had Green Bay winning that game. I'm not sure, but I thought Aaron Rodgers would give them fits and would challenge him, but it wasn't so much that at all. I mean, Green Bay just got the crap kicked out of them. I mean the fact they got to the NFC title game should be a miracle in itself. I mean, obviously the NFC North wasn't all that strong of a division this year. I mean, yeah, sure, Minnesota and Green Bay came out of it, but overall those teams weren't really world beaters. I mean the Vikings had Kirk Cousins, and they're only gonna be as good as Dalvin Cook takes them in that defense. And Green Bay, I mean, they are what they are. I mean, their old coach is going to be coaching for Dallas, and, well, there's that. But, I mean, I'm excited. In 2 weeks, you know what? It'll be in 2 weeks, guys. I mean, we got beer, alcohol, or soda, if you're underage, because we got kids under 21 on this podcast. But, I mean, if you're going to be drinking anyway, be careful. Don't get caught. And don't get the people you're getting, those drinks from in trouble. And if they do ask you where you got the drinks, you say, hey, you know, I just found them on the street corner. I mean, me and my friends, we lived in Munhall one time for a year. We partied so much that some high school kids one morning knocked on my door and asked if they could buy beer off of me. And I was like, what the... And I, come on, man, we see you partying, we just wonder if we could buy just like a six pack off you. I'm like, and I thought to myself, I'm like, dude, go to school. And you know what she, you know, and part of me was tempted just to leave him a case of, you know, not a case of beer, but a six, you know, give me $5, I'll leave him the thing. But if his ass gets caught with it, well, he'd wonder where it came from. And of course, I'm the moron who gave it to him, and I'm getting charged with something, giving alcohol to minors, and plus paying whatever fine for. And I think it's like for every kid that gets caught, you pay a fine for each kid. And so, as a person making only working as a temp at the time in IT, making only $11 an hour, yeah, that just wasn't going to fly with me. Excuse me. I'm about to embark on this nice traffic, and oh, look, an accident. Yeah, it's always par for the course here. Either, you know, when you come down I-10 in Houston, especially when you leave early, because, you know, you think you're going to beat traffic when you leave early, but you never do, because there's always at least one car that's wrecked or one car that's broken down. Or one, you know. Well, you hope they're all right and they're not, you know, injured and they're fine. But still. But, you know, next 2 weeks, you guys, we get... Shoot, we're going to have... there's the Pro Bowl next week, if you care about that. I mean, that game, at one time, used to have meaning, but... It's just a stupid... It's just a really dumb, ironic game. It used to be you went to Hawaii and, you know, you enjoyed yourself and it's... You know, it doesn't have that type of feel anymore. If anything, there should be like $1 million prize or something. Like something for the players to win. I mean, I think maybe they do get paid for this. I don't know, but... I don't know, guys. But in 2 weeks, it's a day of, you know, food, beverages, block pulls... And plus, lots and lots of bets being placed. In fact, there's a prop bet going on now about how many arrests are going to be. But something about how many celebrities are going to be arrested around the Super Bowl. So there's that. I think you know, one of my buddies showed me that. So there's, you know, you can bet on how many arrests there are.
If they involve athletes, I believe.
But yeah, it'll be a fun time. I mean, I'll go to the usual place I always go to watch the game. They always have a buffet, and the buffet really is really just nachos and really nasty cheese. It's just, they don't do anything to it. It's just, they just dump a thing of cheddar in the crock pot. I mean, you gotta throw some jalapeno juice in that shit. I mean, you gotta get that. It's gotta taste like steamed nachos. I mean, that's what you gotta do. Throw some, get some cheddar, throw some, you know, condensed cheddar, throw some jalapeno juice in that, and you got your steamed nachos, and it's phenomenal. But yeah, they're not gonna do that. So I gotta, you know, if there's jalapenos there, I'm gonna have to improvise. But I'll just go eat the hot dogs. I mean, they'll have hot dogs, and usually it's either Nathan's or Ballpark's. I don't care what it is. I mean, after a few pitchers of Miller Lights, you're not gonna really care what it is, what kind of hot dogs they are. All you know is it's food, and you don't give a shit. But of course, you know, you're gonna have really bad gas for next week. You know, that's the worst part about it. I mean, especially if you sit in a cubicle too, that's the worst. I mean, you don't want to leave let out any air, I guess you can say, in your cubicle, because there's a good chance it may not soak into your chair, and that aroma will travel through the cubicles, and they're all gonna be wondering who the hell is fucking farting. So your best bet is to go ahead and excuse yourself to the bathroom as much as possible, or just work from home all week until your intestines fumigate, I guess you can say. Oh Lord, I'm talking football to Super Bowl to this. But of course, there'll be the halftime shows and whatnot. But I'm looking forward to it. I know you guys are too. I mean, this is always the best time of the year. Of course, I said it about March Madness too and whatnot. Anyways, let's get to some pit stuff. Pit Hoops swept North Carolina, and they got Boston College tomorrow, which is, you know, that should be, it's obviously a winnable game. Pitt beat them last year. I believe it was, they beat them in the ACC tournament last year, I think. I think it was before the ACC tournament began. It was one of the two. But Pitt's no stranger to BC, and they beat them before, and they lead the series, overall series. Then they got Miami at home, and I guess they have to go to Duke not too long after that. So they have some tall order ahead of them. But let's get this win. It's winnable. I mean, North Carolina, I mean, the game itself, Pitt came out ripping and roaring. Second half, I mean, to a point they're up 20. I mean, at one point they're up 20 points. Second half, UNC went the zone, and I guess still though, Pitt didn't melt down, they held on, and they won by double digits. Because you know what? They said, hey, you want to play defense? We can play defense too. So there we go. All in all, a hell of a game from a nice home crowd. You swept North Carolina. They're in a bad year, but still, it's North Carolina. It's a big deal. And let's hope, you know, let's get this win next, and let's, you know, get some momentum going here. You know, let's get the, let's go to the NIT. Why not? I'm all for it. Or CBI, I mean, we'll take it. Although I don't think they'll be going anywhere, but you never know. I mean, they should have more wins now in the ACC than what they have, but still they have plenty of opportunities to get lots more ACC wins. And I don't care if it's a down year. If it was a down year in the ACC, if they took advantage of it, more power to them.
I'd be more pissed if they didn't take advantage of it. And moving on. Pitt football got another commit, a 2021 commitment.
So they got three commitments already for the class of 2021. And we haven't closed out, you know, the last letter in 10 days. That's phenomenal. And of course, they landed a kid by the name of Javon McIntyre. I believe he's either a cornerback or a safety for Philly. And Pitt's, you know, doing a heck of a job. I mean, another in-state kid. The third kid Pitt's landed from this class has had a Penn State offer. And I better be careful how I word that, because Alan Saunders, as you know, when he broke the whole thing about Pitt landing this kid from this kid, he said, "Oh, you know, it's the Pitt has more kids. Pitt has more kids in this class with Penn State offers than I believe vice versa. It was something like that. The way he worded it, and to be honest with you, I don't think he did a horribly bad job of wording it. I think it's kind of like, you know, Dazed and Confused, where the one dude walked in to the party and said, "Oh, somebody's smoking reefer." And the guy, I guess, smoking reefer, I guess, who had his, he was wearing a black, t-shirt tucked into his jeans, looked like a greaser, gets all pissed off and says, what do you mean who's smoking weed? Who's smoking reefer? Because I'm a pothead? Is that what it is? Well, that's kind of like what this was here. I mean, Ellen was just basically making an observation that, you know, Pitt's got three kids with Penn State offers. And, you know, then of course, Ellen was busy the rest of the night replying to Penn State trolls and burner accounts and whatnot, because I guess somehow Ellen seemed to insinuate that Pitt was gaining ground on Penn State, which was not the intent. He was just saying that, you know, normally Pitt doesn't get a lot... This early, Pitt doesn't get a lot of these kids with Penn State offers. But, of course, he spent the entire night talking to these people, trying to reiterate to them, because, obviously, they just didn't really read it right. And even when he tried to explain it to them, they just doubled down. After a while, he had to resort to block and muting, which is probably your best bet there. I mean, that's really all you can do at that point. And other than that, there's really not much else in the sports world going. I mean, Dane Jackson, in terms of Pitt, he's playing in the All-Star game, and he's got a lot of good marks. I mean, he's been making some waves on the Twitter, obviously. Some pretty reputable guys have been saying he's having a good practices. He's standing out, and that's how Avante Maddox was, you know, when he got drafted. He had he played in these All-Star games, and he was really good in practice. People really loved what he was doing. And I think, yeah, he ended up getting drafted, and he's still in the league. I mean, that's amazing. And, of course, now that NFL is over, I guess, you know, Doran Dickerson pointed out that, if you're a Steelers, do you bring in Marcus Mariota? And I think you bring him as a backup, you know, for now. I just don't think he commits to be the starter. I would definitely, if I were Steelers, if I'm with the shore of my backfield, I'd definitely go after LeSean McCoy. He'll be available because he's pretty much been inactive this playoffs due to injury. I mean, he hasn't really seen much. So I think you definitely go with him as well. But other than that, there's been lots of good stories. I mean, other Pitt-related news, I mean, Darrell Revis went after Richard Sherman. Basically, he went after Richard Sherman because Sherman's a... He claimed that Sherman's just a zone corner, not an actual cover corner. He said the reason why he's doing so good is he's playing zone, and he's not playing cover. And so they went back and forth, obviously, and Revis said he wasn't trying to hate. He was just saying that the guy is good not because he's because he's a cover. It's because he's playing zone. And it makes you wonder if Revis may have exposed possibly some wrinkles in this defense of San Francisco. I mean, he pointed to Sherman being a zone corner. Maybe he's pointing out some weaknesses there that Kansas City could expose. You know, who knows? And if anyone cares, the Pirates are supposed to open their payroll at $69 million, which is nice, but it's really about it. I mean, $69 million, I mean, whatever. I'm not too concerned about it because I really won't be watching much of it. But I'll probably gamble on them because they were fun to gamble on last year. Oh, no, guys, it's going to be a slow week for sports. I mean, I'll talk about Pitt hoops later this week when they face after they face Boston College. I guess I'll wait till next week to talk NFL because there's no game this week unless I want to talk about the impending Pro Bowl, which means jack shit to people. Oh, well, guys, I'll leave it here as I'm heading home. Be safe, you guys, this week. Try to get through this week. Head up Pitt. Bye.